David in Florida has a cleaning question. What can we help you with?
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. Your program is very valuable. I have stains that occurred recently, I guess, when I parked my car after using the air conditionings. I'm down here in Florida. And I noticed some spots and stains on the pavers that I have. I tried to clean it with bleach. I tried to clean it with some home cleaning fluids. But it's still several spots have bleached out the reddish from the main driveway. So it looks kind of ugly in a few spots. I checked the car. The car's fine, but I guess I must have just done it too many times. And,
you overdid it.
It's annoying.
Yeah, well, you're not going to get that color back. So you know what the nice thing about pavers, David? They're the same color on both sides. Take the paver out and flip it upside down and put it back in again.
I thought of that, but they said they're interlocking. So someone said if you turn them over, which sounded like a clever idea, they said it's really not possible because it's like a different shape. But maybe you're right. I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
Oh,
no,
okay.
I don't think so. I mean, yeah, there are different patterns to them, and they lock in different ways. But, you know, hopefully you'll be able to get the right combination if you turn enough of them over.
Now,
if worse comes to worse, maybe you'd be one paver short, and you could always go pick another one up.
Right. And a tool, it seems like a tool. Is there a special tool to get in between these pavers?
Nah, you're just going to have to get creative. You know, you're going to, I mean, if it was me, I'd probably be trying to, like, sort of surgically reach down there with some thin bladed tool like a putty knife or a thin screwdriver or something like that and try to lift the brick out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're just held in there by their weight. They're not mortared in place. So once you get the first one out, it'll be easy.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Sounds great.
You're still welcome, David.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.